You know, I think if you look for positives, it's the way we came out and competed today, and even after some adversity, letting them back in the game and come back and finishing them. And, you know, I think we've said over and over, in order for this team to get back on top, we got to be dominant at home again, and to end the year with three good wins at home, I think it's important as well.
Personally, you had a little extra pep in your step today. It seems like you were on it.
Yeah, you know, every time, you know, I see every time we get an opportunity to go out there is just that, an opportunity that a lot of people would love to have. And throughout my career, I've never tried to take that for granted. And you get an opportunity to go out and compete and play this great game, you owe it to yourself and to your team and to the fans, everyone, to go do that. And I was feeling good today.
What's your time frame now? People are going to start asking. You've done 15 years. You've accomplished so much. What are you going to do?
You know, I'm going to... go check out tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll have a talk with Mike and kind of see where they're at, where I'm at, and I think I'll watch a lot of film from this year and see where I'm at. People ask me all the time, and you guys' guess is good as mine. I don't know. I do know this is probably the first year where there is a decision. I've said I've always evaluated, but I've always known I was going to continue playing, and this year I've... You know, I just want to make sure it's right, and so I'll do that and talk to Mike and talk to my family, and we'll see.
John, how much of it is it a family decision?
A lot of it. You know, you have four kids, and you know, as you get older in this league, it takes more time to get yourself ready each and every week. And as I'm doing that, you know, I've got four kids that are growing up, and you know, you get tired of missing those things, and a lot of people say that, you know, that those things will always be there, but you just don't want to miss out. So, but you know, everything factors into the decision, and the good thing is it's all good either way I go, and we'll see.
Even though it's all speculative, do you take a little more time walking out of this locker room, taking a look at this stuff, you know, breathing it in?
Ready to go see my family. You know, as I mentioned, I'm proud of the team, going to enjoy this tonight. Got a lot of friends and family in town, and enjoy this thing. And you know, next couple days, got a lot on our mind. It's a year anniversary of losing our buddy, and have him in our thoughts and prayers, and then move forward.
In a word, how do you describe the season for the Broncos?
It's not a word, but I think it's three words: up and down. You know, yeah, we got to get this thing right. This is too good organization to not be on top, and we got to fix that.
Even though the season didn't go the way you wanted to, how good was it to go out on an up note?
It's feels good. You know, you got to have. Sometimes people think that at this level it's past pride and all that, but it never is. You know, it's about competing regardless of the circumstances. And you know, I always tell these guys, you never know when the moment or the game that's going to get this organization back on top is. And I think to come out and I think we've won our last three home games, if I'm correct, and that's important for this organization. Whenever they've been a championship team, they've been good at home, and we got to get that back. And so this was nice today.
John, you've said numerous times you don't know what your future is going to be. You're going to decide in the offseason, but was there any extra emotion walking onto that field today thinking, you know what, I might decide this could be my last time?
Yeah. You know, I've tried to really play football and then make those decisions at the proper time. But I think, of course, human nature kicks in, and there were some moments out there where, you know, you just try to soak it in, and you know, we'll see. We'll sit back and make a good decision, and I'll let you guys know when I know.
Well, different emotions from maybe last season and the season before. I know you haven't made a decision, but are the emotions a little bit different going into this game as opposed to the last game of last year?
Well, you know, I've tried to be as honest as I can with you guys, and you know, I think this is, I've always said, you know, I'll evaluate each year, but I've known what I was doing, and this year there's a little bit of question, and you know, but that's all right, and you know, we'll make a good decision.
You mentioned how much you enjoyed the win, but this organization, the only time you win the last game that's acceptable is when it's the last game of the season. So did it make it kind of a bittersweet win that it wasn't?
Well, that's the way it should be. I mean, there's a lot of organizations. You know, I played on some early teams in Tampa where you're, you know, hanging from the rafters when you win your last game, and, you know, and it doesn't mean anything. You know, this reminded me a lot of early in my career. I'll never forget showing up you know, to a game where we were eliminated, and Sam Weiss had one of the great lines of all time. You know, you can bring the U-Haul, but just don't start the engines. And I'm proud we didn't start the engines today. And guys were focused. But you're right. You know, this is an organization where it's about winning championships, and we fell far from that this year. So we've got a lot of work to do.
Was there a defining moment of the season? Was there one time or one game that maybe sent the season into a tailspin? Maybe
it was so up and down. It's hard to put a finger on exactly. You know, a defining moment, good or bad.
Emotionally, what went through your mind when you saw Nick come out there and he has the Darren Williams jersey and you guys yeah. wearing it?
We've had him on our. You know, obviously this is your anniversary and. It was good of Nick to do. He's been on all our hearts and minds at each and every day, but particularly this time of year. And I think for a little bit of everyone, go out and play each one like it is your last, because you never know. And I think that's a lesson that it taught all of us, and he'll be in our thoughts and prayers.